The mistake we're making here is we are treating the ANC like it's a victim of this legislation. And the ANC's brokenness has very little to do with this legislation. It's got more to do with the ANC being able to run its own affairs, which evidently they have failed. And if you look at their track record with the rest of the country and the country's affairs, they've also failed dismally in running that. So perhaps the question should then be, if the ANC fails to self-govern, how do we as a people trust the ANC to govern over institutions, infrastructure, the people, our needs and everything else? If they cannot take care of their own needs, the ANC will never lack for funding. If they can raise a billion for an internal election, for a single campaign in an internal election, they've got enough money to pay celebrities booking fees just to make appearances at rallies and get people to vote for them. Then it's not the issue of the ANC being broke, it's the ANC not being able to administer and manage their own funds properly.